Why do you stand here all day idle? In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Jesus says to us today, why do you stand here all day idle? Why do you stand here idle? Now, how do we answer that question? Well, never forget that we are not the first to read the gospel. Let's listen to St. Gregory the Great. The great St. Gregory, Pope of the 6th century, read this very same gospel, and we have his words, which we have in a book called The Golden Chain, and here is his commentary. He says, there may be very many come to the faith, yet but few arrive at the heavenly kingdom. Many follow God in words, but shun him in their lives. Whereof spring two things to be thought upon. The first, that none should presume anything at all concerning himself. For though he be called to faith, he knows not whether he shall be chosen to the kingdom. The second, that none should despair of his neighbor, even though he see him lying in vices, because he knows not the riches of divine mercy. Or otherwise, and this is still St. Gregory speaking with another interpretation of the same parable, or otherwise, the morning in the parable is our childhood. The third hour is our youth. The sixth hour is manhood, when the sun is steady in his height. The ninth is old age, in which the sun descends. The eleventh hour is that age which is called decrepit and doting. Those are the words of St. Gregory the Great. So there's hope for you in this church who are decrepit. If you're doting, you're probably not listening to the homily anyway. But there are all sorts of laborers. There are all sorts of laborers in God's vineyard. There are all sorts of laborers who arrive at the 11th hour. Now, remember what happened on Calvary, on the cross. The Lord was crucified, but he did not die alone. Two thieves were crucified with him. And the good thief, Dismas, was invited to the Lord's vineyard. Remember, the Lord Jesus called him in the last hour of his life. Today you will be with me in paradise. Now that is a laborer of the 11th hour. The truth is that whatever the shape of my life, whatever the shape of my life thus far, God wants me to be his. God wants me to trust in him and not be afraid. He wants me to work in the vineyard. If one of us is lucky to have served God since his youth and kept God's commandments, let him thank God and let him pray for others so that at least at 5 minutes to midnight, they will find God and they will love him. St. Gregory says, none of us can consider himself better than any of the others. These last have worked but 1 hour, and thou hast made them equal to us. Those are the words of the complainers, the grumblers in the parable. But those are God's words to us this morning, because this gospel, this parable, is for all of you who think it's too late. This is the gospel for those of you who might be tempted to despair. This is the gospel for those of you who have been away from the church a long time or who were never in the church to begin with. This is the message for you. This is a message for converts, converts to the faith who spent years and decades away from Christ and who entered his vineyard only lately. This is where God speaks to you. When therefore they came, who had come at the 11th hour, they received every man a penny. The gates of heaven are open to you. They're open no matter how long you waited or tarried getting here. And this is a gospel for you men and women who just feel stuck in life. You are mired in sin. You've been stuck in the same habitual sins for years. Get up, leave your sins, and come into the vineyard. And you old maids and you old bachelors, I know you're here. Good morning to you. Old maids and old bachelors, we love you, and so does the Lord. Get off the curb. Go to work. Find a spouse, or at least start looking for a good husband or a good wife, you who are 30 or 40 years old and have still not found a spouse. This is the gospel for you at the 11th hour. And to all in this life who come lately, take courage and take steps, stand up in confidence and start working for the realization of your vocation. The servants of the 11th hour, the field hands who started working right at the end of the day, beloved people, right here in this church, that's us. Yes, here is the secret. This is the secret of this parable. Those last-minute workers, that is the whole Catholic Church. Now, how can I say that the whole church is late? How irreverent to say that the Catholic Church is behind schedule. But is it true? That's important. Is this true? Well, think about it. We were not there in the Garden of Eden. You and I were not there. We were not there on the ark with Noah. We were not there in slavery in Egypt, building the pyramids with the Israelites. We missed all of that. We were not there when Moses brought the people through the sea. We were not there for the day in all its heat with Moses and the Israelites in the desert. That's what St. Paul was talking about in the epistle we just heard. We were not there at Sinai. We came too late. All of that happened without us because we are the laborers of the 11th hour. And yet we can be saved by our baptism. We have been given the dignity of the sons of God. For thou wert cut out of the wild olive tree, which is natural to thee, and contrary to nature, were grafted into the good olive tree, says St. Paul to the Romans. Only by the grace and only by the mercy of our great wine grower, of the good Lord Jesus, who died on that cross, can we enter into the vineyard. Only by his mercy will we be paid in full. And the grumbling, groaning workers say, these last have worked but 1 hour, and thou hast made them equal to us that have borne the burden of the day and the heats. And our Lord says, you ain't kidding. It is lawful for me to do what I will. That's the Lord speaking in this parable. So shall the last be first and the first last. Jesus is speaking about you and me. He is speaking about his church. So you good thieves out there in this church, listen to this gospel. Wait no longer, tarry no longer, come in and work in the vineyard. Be not afraid. Come into the vineyard now, even now, at 5 minutes to midnight, and you will surely receive your penny, the prize of eternal salvation, shiny and bright and round and full. Amen.